Hey, welcome in time for Daily Editorial. You know, there were a couple of subjects that we didn't discuss on the weekend show that I'm very curious about. One of them is something that a lot of you folks addressed on the blog for Thursday, and I elected to address them in a Daily Editorial because I don't understand something. Now, let's talk about Russia invading the Ukraine. Okay, a lot of you guys, including you, Bobby, think that the U.S. is a real negative entity to have entered into the Ukraine. You know, and there were examples given of things like look at all the losses the Ukraine has, et cetera, et cetera. And I agree that that is something that you really have to consider, but here's my point, and I would like to get Jimmy's opinion on that. And my point is, I think if Putin would have entered into this mess by meeting with Zelensky and just said, you know, this is kind of our problem, let's talk about it. But he didn't do that. He just barged in, you know, with armaments and troops, etc., etc. And I think that certainly makes Russia the aggressor, and I do not believe that Russia should have been the aggressor in this particular case. Jimmy, let's get your opinion on that.
Well, had Putin won it, I mean, Putin was in the driver's seat, right? He's had the bigger military, had the bigger economy, he has the more influence. So if he would have wanted to do it peacefully, he would have done it peacefully. So he made the choice. He wanted to attack. He had to, because in his mind, it was a direct threat to his, you know, his stability and his position and to Russia.
Yeah, the only thing I want to say is that I really think that was the wrong thing to do. I think that he's got to be a smarter man than just you know, barge in and start a war. I mean, I think he could have maybe averted what's going on, and I really feel pretty strongly about that.
No, he should have averted it. It was a mistake. It's a strategic mistake on his part. You know, he's not going to come out of this better than he was before.
No. I agree.
I think people ought to listen to our weekend show because I specifically talk about at least my opinions and views on the strategic decision-making process that was flawed, because he had either advisors or a kind of a momentum from his leadership team that were planning this for a particular reason. We don't know the full reasons why.
No, we don't at this point. We don't, but I think the action, regardless of whether we know it or not, was probably an incorrect action.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They did not take into consideration what the ramification would be from Western European and Eastern, former East Bloc countries and NATO and the United States. And that's clear.
No, that is clear. There's no question about it. And I respect the people who basically put that in writing. You know, one I believe was Tony. One was Bob Moriarty, and I can't remember who else. Larry, I believe, feels the same way. But that's just something I feel very strongly about. That now, Jimmy, you wanted to talk about another couple of issues.
Well, I think there's little bits of breaking of the dam of blocked information out there, and potentially some kickback in the courts for election violations. So we know we talk at length over the week on the weekend show. Listen to that about the Missouri v. Biden case, where the attorney general in Missouri has outlined and released specific documents where the federal government has Andrew Slavitt and Rob Flaherty, being the director of digital communication strategy for the White House, directly intervened with Facebook, as well as Twitter and Google and YouTube and, every major information outlet on social media to silence opposition to COVID narrative that they didn't agree with. And those companies actually agreed to do it. So that's an important a bit of information that's beginning to come out in that legal case. And that legal case will have set precedent for free speech in America for a long time to come. So I think that's an important one to watch. There's two other cases that have just popped up in the that are agreed to be heard. The Arizona Supreme Court, actually the Arizona Court of Appeals, has agreed to hear Carrie Lake's arguments over voter intimidation and suppression in the Maricopa County issues and around the state. So that's going to be heard in, I think they're going to review on the 1st of February, something like that, and then they're going to hear the case in March. That will have huge implications as they review some of the documentation and some of the factual people that, you know, the witnesses that claim that show very clearly there was some serious problems that disenfranchised a large number of conservative voters that would have changed the outcome of the election in Arizona.
Jimmy, I want to just get one thing real clear in my mind. The Missouri situation is not Missouri versus the U.S. It's Missouri versus Biden, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Missouri v. Biden is the case, but of course it was defended by the U.S. Department of Justice. So it amounts to Missouri v. the U.S., but in particular the administration.
Yeah.
So the other case, the third case that just got a go ahead, and this is after a long period of time, it's a case in Georgia in Fulton County that the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of Georgia, has allowed to go forward to do discovery and do for a team to investigate fraudulent ballots from Fulton County from the 2020 election that might have changed the outcome, or as we most of us suspect, did change the outcome of the election. So these three cases, if they're going forward and if they're heard and they're open, are going to continue to undermine the credibility of this administration.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. There are a lot of things that are undermining the credibility of the administration.
Yeah, no kidding. It's becoming almost hilarious. And we'll talk a little bit about it on the weekend show as well. But, you know, the Democrats are in a bind right now. And there's... You know, there's some speculation out there. Some pundits are saying, you know, they're putting, basically throwing Joe Biden under the bus.
Yeah.
That, and of course, the senior Democratic leaders agreed to this special counsel. I'm going to take a little bit different take on it than many others that say Tucker Carlson had last night, where he thinks that the Democratic Party's throwing him off to get Kamala Harris in. Yeah. I think there's an internal fight in Washington right now of who's going to lead the party for the 2024 election.
Uh-huh.
I think that fight is going to be ugly. I think Joe Biden and Joe will fight, you know, vigorously to defend themselves and to continue to do that. So this whole I guess Rob Hur, whatever the prosecuting attorney that was appointed here, this could drag out for a long period of time. And what I expect to see is a huge stalling effort by the Democrats and the Department of Justice in order to kind of cover this up. It's almost like the Durham with Barr.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a token we're going to do something, but it just drags on forever. I'm afraid that's going to happen. But at the same time, there are some real shenanigans going in the background here. And with the Republican leadership in the House and these investigative committees, the Biden family has got to be shaken in its boots.
Oh, yeah. Do you actually think that the Democrats are going to try and run Kamala Harris for the presidential seat?
No, heck no. I don't think they will. But here's what I speculate. And I said this back in the just before the 20, you know, back in the summertime, and I'm going to stick with it. I expected that they either would dump Biden before the midterms, which was a possibility. But I thought the more likely possibility is they would dump them after the new Congress gets seated or after the election. And they've got to do it early enough to get him out so another candidate can run.
Uh-huh.
And my speculation, my prediction is that they've already kind of worked a deal with Gavin Newsom from California.
Okay.
That they'll push that Biden will be forced to resign, though throwing a fit and screaming and yelling as he goes, but he'll be forced to resign.
Yeah.
And they'll Kamala Harris will be become president. Gavin Newsom will become vice president, and then Newsom will run for president, and Kamala will back out because of the connection to the Biden team. So she gets. She gets the credit of being the first black woman, black president in the United States for a period of time, but I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay.
You don't think they're going to push Biden out?
I'm not saying that. I don't think that Kamala Harris will ever get credit for being the first black woman president of the United States. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, what if Joe leaves the office and has to leave office?
If Joe leaves office during the current term?
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. No, if he leaves office during the current term, of course that would happen.
Yeah, that's my point. So yeah, I don't expect her to run in 2024.
Yeah.
Though she's got an ego and she might, but she will blow it if she does, because she does not have support from the American people nor the Democratic Party.
Right. I agree.
So she'll never be elected president, but maybe appointed president.
Right.
Either has a brain meltdown, which he's obviously had on numerous occasions, or the Democratic Party throws him under the bus, which it appears is happening.
I don't think they're going to throw him under the bus, number one. And number two, I don't think he's going to step down. I think he's going to see it out for a couple of years.
Yeah, he's got a problem, though. You know, he's got a huge problem. And that's his direct relationship with his son, the Chinese government, and a massive amount of money that flew into their family coffers because of that relationship.
Yeah, I think.
And that's what's popping up with all this information, as well as the classified data.
I think that'll be covered up. I don't think that's even going to see the light of day between now and the election. I don't.
Well, it is. It's there. It's out.
I know it's there, but it's being swept under the rug.
Well, I mean, there are people. It's pretty hard to do that when you've got these new, and this is, it's not hope, it's just fact. You've got these new committees from Republican-led committees. They're going to drill down to it, and they're going to release this information. And they're going to release the information on what the FBI and the DOJ have done.
Okay.
So that stuff, maybe people will be able to ignore it. Some of the mainstream media will ignore it. But right now, the biggest topic in the media is these classified documents, which, you know, he can't get away from. He attacked Donald Trump for it. So, you know, it's he just can't get away from it. And he can't away from the investigations with the Chinese influence and the money. And the DOJ is going to have to take action at some point, or they will lose all credibility. Now, they don't have much credibility right now, but they've got to take some action here, especially after what they did with the Trump
administration. I agree 100% on that. Well, it was a quick one, Jim, but that's okay. We spent all morning recording, so I know we're going to get a lot of comments on this particular daily editorial. And again, you know, I love addressing comments. I've been doing it for quite some time now. As I said, I would. Jim, thanks, man.
Hey, just one more thing that we got to just highlight. All the people that are dying from potential ramifications from these from the vaccinations.
Sure,
it's just getting Lisa Marie Presley, 54 years old.
Yeah.
A lot of people that nobody expected that were healthy, something's happening. And that's becoming a very big issue.
Yes,
again, another thing that this administration is going to have to face.
Yeah, of course it is. Okay, thanks, Jim.
You bet. Talk to you later.